This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
972 says Jared was in the right no matter how you try to gaslight Gavin. Well, I will tell you, first of all, I'm not above gaslighting you, okay? But I'll tell you
this. That's the truth.
Which one of us is doing the gaslighting? The one looking at the evidence and the stats and letting the stats be the stats, or someone that has an alternate view of the stats and is interpreting it that it's actually good to give up one run per inning? Which one is gaslighting? Which one is real and which one is an interpretation? Creating, you know, perhaps a false reality. That's what
you
I would
find that suspicious.
Huh? What do you say? It's time now for Eric Chiafalo's Restroom Revelations. Here's the chief.
877-881-1053. I need the Tolos to come up with the nickname for the latest delinquent defecator. We'll get into the breaking news right after this. Yes. All right. Now, unfortunately, it seems like we do have a Cowboys fan dipping their toes in the poo wars, if you will, and we will get to that momentarily. But as the headline goes, we got ourselves a manhunt. Louisville police are frantically searching for a man who keeps taking dumps on a random person's front porch. That's the direct headline. Ward Joles was all over this beat here for Wave 3 News. You've heard of porch pirates, he says, exclusive. But what about porch poopers? Right now, LMPD looking for one man who's been pooping on, now keep this in mind, one homeowner's porch multiple times this week. This is a different iteration of the mad pooper from a few years ago who was... didn't necessarily have one victim in mind. Mm-hmm. This person has like singled yards, somebody right? out.
Any connection?
Here's the news story.
It all started with this. Sunday night, a young man in a red shirt walks up to one Louisville home well after midnight and begins peering inside. The homeowners have no clue. After a few seconds, the man runs away in his socks and disappears into the night. But the next night, he returns and leaves a horrific surprise.
Tuesday morning, I went out to my front porch and noticed this, what I thought was a cat poop.
The homeowner, who wishes to remain anonymous but who we'll refer to as Jim, then checked his doorbell camera and realized it was no cat at all.
And it turned out to be a person.
Right.
And not only did he... defecate, but he also urinated on our welcome mat.
That's tough.
He didn't even have much either. He just gave you what he had. No, my man thought it was cat poop.
Thought it was cat poop.
Little small defecate. He didn't even have much.
That's not good colon health.
I would say that's a wasted effort. Matt.
Yeah, that's a wasted effort.
You know, not to profile the guy.
He ran away in his socks.
Yeah. I'd say he's at least in his 40s and probably not getting his fiber.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
He said, hold on a few times.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what's amazing about this guy. And that's just part one of the news story. We'll get to part two here in just a second. But that's what's incredible. They have exclusive footage, Wave 3 News does, of the doorbell camera for these people. This guy is not trying to be sneaky in any way. There is no, he's not trying to be inconspicuous. He's literally, he's up there and he's showing full face. He's pulling pants down, just letting it rip right there on the doorstep. He's looking at the gate. He does not care.
We thought it was cat poop.
He is now,
yeah.
That was shocking.
Sound like he was, lifting, right? Like, sound like he was lifting weights on the porch.
he
What's this guy doing out here?
And he's a young buck. Like, you're saying like maybe he's a guy in his mid 40s. This dude's probably in his 20s. I cannot believe he's still at large, but it gets even, I guess, a little bit crazier.
What's even more disturbing is that the man returned a third time the very next night. Oh. Jim got an alert on his phone and tried to confront him, but the man was already gone.
You have no idea who this guy is or why he's doing this.
I have no idea. We're good neighbors. We, you know, keep to ourselves. We behave ourselves. And I can't imagine that somebody would want to do some kind of retribution.
Jim has now filed 3 police reports for each night his home has been targeted, but so far, no arrest, just a big mess he's now forced to clean up.
I'm relieved that he's not violent or he's not trying to force entry. He's just doing his deed, but it's very disconcerting and disturbing.
In Louisville, Wargiles, Wave News.
He's not trying to force entry. He's not violent. He's just defecating and urinating in front of my house. Gosh, it's good.
You think he's just doing this for comic relief?
It's interesting that he's singled out this one person. It makes me think that anonymous Jim here, who's during these interviews, is like, it's a blackout interview. Like he's some sort of insider criminally or whatever. So he's definitely trying to stay anonymous.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yeah.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait. Number 1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But it does make you wonder why, what is it about this dude's house, this dude's porch, that keeps bringing this serial defecator back. You know what I mean? It makes me think that maybe there is some type of, this feels more personal than anything. You
it
know what I mean?
Feel, yeah.
The other lady, and it was a lady the last time, mad pooper lady, and this has been like probably 3-4 years now.
Yeah, that's Colorado, right?
I think it was Colorado, and she was just going, there was no rhyme or reason for where she was going. But this dude keeps going back, and he's now done it 3-4 times. So
well, there was a couple years ago, we had an issue down on Katy Trail. With runners just stopping and letting it go because they were on really long runs and had to use it apparently out there, apparently mid run.
Yeah, emergency, like whatever situation, understandable. It's a one off, you know, you learn from that. But this guy is this guy's being a bit malicious. And again, it's Alpha Deuce dropping at the highest level, looking into the doorbell camera and dropping out his cat litter.
But I thought it was cat poop.
The pretty Alpha ridiculous. Deucer. Yeah, I mean, pretty hilarious.
And then he runs off.
Anonymous
in his
Jim
socks
is really also hilarious.
Just a great vision.
So incredible story. We will continue to track
it. I think what you do is you get your younger family members gathered, and you come up with a price, right, for what it's going to take for a few nights of their services.
Yeah,
and you have them, you know, prepared and laying
hiding in the bush.
Probably, yes. You know, maybe with plastic gloves and dog poop, you know, but we're throwing poop at this dude, a lot of it.
Oh, okay. You go on the offense there a little bit.
That's right.
Better give them some hazmat suits.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll make sure everything's safe.
Yeah. We're not going to cut any corners.
Can I ask a question here then? Your guy Wade, is that Wade who's doing the story? Did we say, I heard this name Wade.
Yeah, his name is Wade Joles.
Okay, Wade Joles.
Ward Joles. First name Ward, last name Joles.
Story?
Yeah.
Is his career going down the tubes then right now?
It's going down the toilet.
It's going in the tubes.
Well, but what I'm saying though is he, by having to report this.
This is putting him on the map. No, this is his big moment.
I kind of feel like this is kind of their disrespecting him a little bit.
This is his big break.
I don't think this is
in the 90s this would be disrespectful, but these days, no, you're going viral.
You think this is
a badge of honor.
You think this is a badge of honor.
Absolutely.
He graduated from like Missouri Journalism School to cover poo.
Probably.
Poo stories?
Yeah.
I kind of feel like to me if they said, hey, Ward, get out there and cover this story, I would go, you know. Yeah, pound sand.
I think this is one of the best news stories we've received in
I would just say, memory. I would think your
he
career...
He can finally wipe a story like this off his resume.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He can drop it any time.
Yeah, I just don't know. I think if they're giving me this story, I would do something else. Like, is there an opening in weather I can handle or something? You know, I'd be something else.
Well, we do need to address the unfortunate elephant in the room. That is Cowboys fan dipping his toe into the poo wars that the FSU guys started.
Uh-oh.
Here's the sound.
I'm Jordan Garnett. I'm a stand-up comedian. A couple years back, I got a Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl tattoo claiming that we would win Super Bowl 51, and then I went back-to-back and did 52. It went viral. Obviously, didn't happen. But I'm a man of my word. I got the tattoo. I kept it. I haven't changed it. But I'm going to top you, Mr. FSU. If the Cowboys do not win the Super Bowl this year, I will not only eat dog poop, I will actually eat human feces, human shit. I will eat human shit. That's how confident I am that the Cowboys are going all the way this year. Bet on it. I don't welch.
He doesn't welch.
He doesn't welch.
And now we have stooped down.
Now we're going to watch this guy eat human poo.
To the Philadelphia Eagles level of rabid disgust.
Human poo worse than horse poo.
I don't know how you rank them.
Yes,
to answer your question. Yeah. Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, then, yeah, I'm not in favor of this anymore.
Let me see the person. Let me see the horse.
This is horrible. We don't want to be doing this as Cowboys fans.
Okay? I know. Take it down. They're not going to win the Super Bowl. Now you're going to have to eat crap, or you're going to do what the other guy did, which is bail. You will welch.
He bails.
Is this one of those Cowboys fans that's like really in New Jersey or something? And it is really like a toxic Northeasterner that happens to be a Cowboys fan.
I don't know. Maybe we can get Jordan on the show. I'll find out.
Yeah, he's apparently a comedian. So hopefully he's a Northeastern
comedian.
Jordan
and I go way back.
But yeah, pretty unfortunate there. We have now arrived and stooped down to the levels of FS Poo and filthy fans.
Comedian specializing in bad bits, Brian.
I think so.
Okay, coming up next, it's time for the NFL News of the Day. Woolchuck, where are you taking it?
Shout out to Micah Parsons for this audio gold. We've got extensions, and shout out to the neck of Davis Mills. That's next.
Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.